Dragon Strike, Book 4 of the Age of Fire, by E.E. Knight. Narrated by David Drummond.
Copyright 2008 by Eric Frisch.
This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with New American Library, a division of Penguin Group USA, Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2009 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto.
Hi there, I'm E.E. Knight. Welcome to the fourth volume in my Age of Fire series, Dragon Strike. This book finally brings my fractured family of dragons back together. All have been shaped by their experiences. As each dragon grew up, they developed their own ideas about dragons and their place in the world. Auron wants dragons to live on their own, far from men and elves and dwarves, interacting only with those who've proven themselves good friends to dragons. While he doesn't hate them, and certainly doesn't want to be fighting all the time, he believes that only through isolation and wariness can dragons survive. Wistala, on the other hand, has had much happier experiences with hominids thanks to her upbringing with the genteel elf Rainfall and his clan. She has a vision of dragons living in peace with the other intelligent races of the world, contributing in their way and taking responsibility for their actions. The copper wouldn't agree with his brother or his sister. The little two-legged folk are sometimes useful, sometimes dangerous, and dragons need to be at the rightful place their size and power warrants. Hominids must be ruled, and will either be dominated or destroyed, so they can never again put the future of dragons in jeopardy. Are any of them completely right? Are any of them completely wrong? Will any of them be able to put their vision into effect? Read on and find out. I hope you enjoy Dragon Strike.
Book 1. Adapt. Grant a favor to one generation of hominids, and you'll find...